grown up in New York, I know that graffiti is an art form.
I think it's a form of vandalism.
Like I said, it's an art form to most of them, and actually a lot of these kids are very talented.
I'm not a fan. I'd like to see it removed.
And it's done by primarily idiots.
Everybody's personal desire or creativity can be used in some other places.
So I'm okay with graffiti.
I think it's an expression.
They're just using it in a destructive manner.
Well, I'm not really totally for it or against it.
Some people try and express themselves, but I think there's better ways and means to do that.
It destroys the beautiful area that we've got here in Kirkland and defaces a lot of property, and I don't really see any place for it.
Graffiti is the most passionate language there is.
It's not right. Do you think it's right?
There's actually no indifferent graffiti.
So I really think it depends on your motive and where you stand.
Sometimes when I see it on the walls, I think it's pretty, but then yet it's kind of offensive. Sometimes they have words that are very offensive to people.
But other than that, I think graffiti is great. There's been some wonderful art presentations of graffiti throughout the world.
Find something to do with your time.
I mean, I think it'd be nice if there was a place, maybe the people who do really good graffiti.
It's okay, although it is vandalism, so I can't condone it, although it is. It's all out of passion. It's all out of love, so, yeah.
Kirkland, a city surrounded by natural beauty, bustling with creativity and self-expression, a city not afraid to walk at night. And yet, a city struggling with the demands of a growing population. We would like to show you one small but important positive effort that touches the lives of many Kirklanders, our graffiti removal program. First of all, what is graffiti?
Graffiti is the defacement of public or private property.
Graffito, which where it started early Roman and Greek times.
Tagging, we have guerrilla art, we have sticker slaps.
To signatures, to
graphic artists.
Marking territory.
But the biggest for the city of Kirkland is going to be monikers or taggers.
But is graffiti art?
Back in the 80s, mid-80s in particular, late 70s, with Keith Haring, Jean-Michel Basquiat, Crash, James Rizzi, are all artists who made tremendous success having started out as graffiti artists. They weren't marking territory in particular. They were creating art on the street as a form of expression. Their tags were far simpler than they are today. However, it was the art that was important. It was still graffiti.
Graffiti removal is a full-time job.
In the mornings, we start out, and I check the hotline to make sure that the calls that come in are the top priority, along with our internet website. You can make requests that way, too, to have graffiti removed or have it looked at. With the city, I have the opportunity to go ahead and cover all 45 parks, 123 public paths and trails.
Well, by having her come on board and going around actively, you know, being full-time going around and removing graffiti off the signs, it has extended the life of the signs, because it's what it does is we don't have to go around and change them out as often. And so that's always a plus. Before the graffiti program, about one-third of our signs that we recycle were due to the damage being done by graffiti. Now, since we have this program on board, that amount has been substantially reduced.
As part of our commitment to the environment, Kirkland is using the latest in green graffiti removal products.
We've decided that more natural-based graffiti product is better for the environment and better for the people that work with it. It breaks down with water, it's biodegradable, and it's water-soluble, so when water touches it, the chemicals naturally break down. And it's easier in our drainage systems and in our water systems.
Kirkland also works with other agencies in our cleanup efforts.
Puget Sound Energy, WSDOT, and King County Metro. It's very important to keep clear lines of communication with all the agencies that we work with open, so they know that we need their help in the removal of graffiti.
So is graffiti really a problem in Kirkland?
Well, the Puget Sound region spends about $23 million a year, and that's public and private property. With the city of Kirkland, we run a program that's about $100,000 every year.
Just last week, this business here, Jensco, they called up and three of their trucks were completely tagged. And there was a little bit on the side of the building, too, on the other side of the truck, and the management came out, they were painting over that as before I even left. They were already covering that up. So this business has been a previous victim, and they've responded very well in getting cleaned up as soon as possible. They make a full report. They have us come out, take a full police case report on it.
You know, what's the cost of this kind of vandalism to a business?
Thousands, easily thousands, probably, to buy, to try to find the customer to come out and do it. Their time, their products, it's going to be $1,000, $2,000 maybe, at least.
But is it a crime?
Yes, it is. Like I said, it's considered malicious mischief. It's damage to property. If somebody comes and paints on your property, it's going to cost you money and or time to repair that damage to the property.
What are the penalties if somebody's caught?
Depends on the level of damage that's done, and that can range from the damage being a misdemeanor amount, which could be up to 90 days in jail, and a $1,000 fine. It can go as high as a Class B felony, which is 10 years in jail and $10,000 fine.
What's the perspective of Kirkland teens?
For a lot of young people, it's about feeling like they are represented in the spaces in which they live. And because young people don't have a lot of voice when it comes to city planning or how the parks are set up or government or their school or what those things look like, they're looking for ways to make it look more like a space that they would want to be and live in.
Are there any artistic alternatives for Kirkland's teens?
Well, you can certainly pursue it on your own through, you know, legal or more artistic ways, which are creating canvases, creating drawings. Graffiti artists who have taken their art and started doing it on the streets in chalk, or taking panels of wood, aluminum, paper, something that is actually removable, painting on it on the street with spray paint, and they're remarkable. It's so fascinating because it's done so quickly, and the outcome is pretty spectacular. So to watch them do it is as much of an interest as to see it placed in a gallery or on a wall outside.
At the K-Tub, we have offered the opportunity for artists to do wall murals inside, and we also do a lot of projects that such as stenciling and silk screening and other sorts of arts that come from a street-based style, but we're using them in a way that youth can make their own fashion, or they can make their own posters for the wall, or actually paint directly right on our walls. And that's all an effort to sort of direct the art in a way that is fun and is authentic, but it's also legal, and we think that's a really important role for us in the community.
So what can you do to help out?
If a parent has a suspicion, so much so that they want to talk to police officers to see if it's true or not, they're most likely right, and we want to encourage that as much as possible to have parental intervention.
Since the best deterrent for graffiti is swift removal, it is everyone's responsibility to report graffiti in a timely manner. You can report graffiti sightings to the Anti-Graffiti Hotline at 425-587-3824. Please be as specific as possible when reporting graffiti, including an exact address of the graffiti if possible. The city is willing to advise citizens and business owners in dealing with graffiti.
With a great graffiti removal program and your help, Kirkland continues to be a great place to visit, to work, to do business, and to live.